Unfortunately, I will not be able to give a shir tomorrow. I'll try to send a text out after shir. Okay, tonight I would like to cover Simon Shinun Zayin. Sif Aleph is fairly long, and I want to go through the old Seif Be'ezer Hashem. Afterwards, we have got in Hilchas Shabbos in Simon Shin Mem, also some really important halachas. I hope we're going to get there. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, a couple of introductions before we move on. Simon Shin Nun Zayin. Baruch Hashem, we are very privileged to have a picture in our dear Shu editions of the Mishnah Berurah, which is going to come in very, very handy and helpful. The Simon discusses in Chotzer Pasuach Me'aba Amas Ubiv. What this is talking about is a situation in which a person wants to pour out used water into his garden. Now remember, this was before the plumbing systems and drains that we've got nowadays. This was the years before that. So therefore, what you want to do is the wastewaters that you have, you know, the water that you used for washing the dishes, the water that you the used water, you want to pour it out. Where do you want to pour it? So the best place to pour it, of course, is in the back garden. Now, the back garden might be a very good idea. The problem is that if you've got a substantial amount of water you're going to pour out, it may end up from the garden to go into the Rosh Hashanah. Now, I do not, there's one thing which I need to point out in the picture over here, that we've got picture number one. It's just after page 416. You'll see there's a house, and that's the gentleman that wants to pour out his waste used water. He wants to pour it out into his back garden. I don't like the idea that it is, you can see that it's put over here what's the floor made out of in this picture?
Concrete.
Now, I don't like that, because we're going to talk about it later in Seif Beis, but it is probably not concrete. It's probably best to imagine this would be a earth. It's probably better that initially we think about it being earth. But yes, there is. He's pouring it into the back garden. From the back garden, it's going to inevitably going to go into the Rosh Hashanah, which is next, adjoining this chotzer. Now, are you allowed to pour it or not? The answer is, it depends very much. If it's a kind of amount of water that is simply going to get absorbed into your back garden, then it's fine, because it's just going to remain in your back garden. And as we say in plain English, v'sholim al yisrael, you're going to pour it into the garden, and it's going to remain there. However, if you're going to pour a very substantial amount of water, which is impossible for it to be absorbed in your garden because it's too much water, then it's going to get so muddy and so saturated, so full of water, that it's inevitably going to carry on and going to the Rosh Hashanah. So it all depends on how much water are you pouring into your back garden. Again, if it's a little bit of water, so it's all right. It's not going to go into Rosh Hashanah. It's fine. Just pour it and it's fine. But if it's a very substantial amount of water, it's going to get so wet that it's not going to be able to absorb the water. And from the chotzer, it's going to go into the Rosh Hashanah, which is awesome. Very good. So that's a good point. The answer is that it's not discussed over here in the poskim. It's interesting. So I think that what we are talking about is probably water which is mekulkel. It's water which is mechur, which is not in any way giving anything to your back garden. We're talking about wastewater. So it's probably, you know, imagine the soaps and the acidy substances which are in there. It's not going to help the growth of your back garden. Although it's not mentioned in the poskim, probably that's what we must be talking about. Yeah, I hear. It's interesting. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Maybe, but if it's all together, it's probably, I don't know, it's interesting. It's not mentioned over here in the postgame. I was thinking about it myself. It could also be that the back garden that you have is not earth. Could be it's very stony. I just don't want it to be in the picture over here that it is like completely, could be just very stony, and it therefore there's no, you know, it's not, there's not, not in any way giving you anything to your growth of your back garden. Okay, now, The Gemara tells us, and this is the Shulchan Aruch, that if you've got some sand water, that's how much water a person generally uses per day. This is just like an introduction over here. So Sayim is amount of water that you are going to, it's an amount of water that you are going to use on a daily basis. So Sayim, of water, that's how much wastewater you have on a day. That is, this is again a Kabbalah that we have, which is going to brought down, we're going to be brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This is how much will normally get absorbed in an area of Dalet al Dalet Amos. This is really important, Rabbi Sai. You've got Dalet al Dalet, so imagine Dalet Amos on Dalet Amos. So Dalet square Amos, can we call it that? Four square Amos. That's the area that is going to be normally absorbing the amount of Sosayim, of wastewater. Now, if the area is smaller than that, then it's going to flood over, it's going to go into Shizrabim, which is going to be also. So far, so good, Rabbi Isai. So we've got this introduction's clear, we can just zoom through the Shulchan Aruch. Does it make sense? So again, I'm just repeating it very quickly to summarize. We're talking about used water over here. Used water, and you've got, you want to get rid of your used water, and the best place to put it, of course, is in your back garden. Better yet, would be Yenem's back garden, but that's not coming into discussion over here. So, the best place to put it is in the back garden. Now, if it's going to naturally, directly go into the Rishus Rabim, that's not allowed, because you're pouring from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, which is also. If it's going to remain in your chotza, then it's okay, because all you're doing is you're pouring into your chotza, which is fine. How much are you allowed to pour? So that depends. You're allowed to put as much as you're capable, as much as your garden is capable of absorbing, without spilling over to the Rishus Rabim, that's how much you're allowed to pour into your back garden. If you're going to pour more than that, then it's also because you're inevitably going to go to Rishus Rabim. Now, the amount that is acceptable to pour into your back garden is Sosayim, because that's the natural waste water that you're going to produce in one day, and that's how much is going to normally going to get absorbed in the area of Dalet al Dalet. More than that is going to be also, or if the area is less than Dalet al Dalet, again, it's not going to get absorbed and it's going to be also. We move Seif Aleph. Interesting. That's also very interesting. It's not mentioned again. I don't know much about how that works, but it appears that if you have a substantial amount of water, it's just going to spread naturally, even if it's, imagine a very muddy kind of field, it's going to spread over, even if it's not slanty or not. Okay. Seif Aleph, Chotza Shepchusa Me'arba Amois, Al Arba Amois, a Chotza, which is less than Dalet al Dalet, Talet al Dalet, Kshismuch al Rishus Rabim, which is joining Rishus Rabim. You're allowed to pour water into that area at all. You're allowed to pour water in that area. Imagine, I think the picture on the right does come in handy. So if that area is less than Dalet al-Amas, the Chotz is less than Dalet al-Amas, you're not allowed to pour any water in it. Shekivan she'en bo arba amas, since the area is less than Dalet al-Amas, hen sosayim mayim, there is no sosayim of wastewater, she'adam also lishtamish b'chol yoyim, because then the average amount of water a person is normally going to use, also lishtamish b'chol yoyim, roi leibola ba, is not normally going to get absorbed. If it's less than dalet dalet, normally the average amount of water is not going to get absorbed in there. However, kilo shofar l'rishus rabim, means as if you pour into rishus rabim. By the way, I have a bit of a problem with it. I have a bit of a problem. Can I just add in? There's a bit of a problem here. Are you really going to pour into rishus rabim? Yeah, but it is quite indirect. I would normally, on the normal circumstance, I would normally call it a grammar, yeah. But Chachomim didn't look at it that way. They looked at it as very much you might be a dime. Now, what's the option? So what are you going to do if you've got a small back garden and wastewater? What are you going to do? So the best answer is to make a little hole. Can you see on the picture on the right? You make a hole. And that's a great idea. Why does that help? Why does a hole help? He goes out, and what does it help if he goes out? What's the area called? You've got more area. That's not what we're actually saying. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying as follows: Lekach, therefore, tzurich lasis guma, you make a hole. in the earth, shedechalolo machzek sosaim, that its soul can contain sosaim, it can contain sosaim, וכל גומה שהיא חצי אמו על חצי אמו, בוראים שלוש שחום שאמו, מחזק כסוסיים. If you make a hole, which is a half an amma on a half an amma, בוראים on a height of 3/5 amma, that will be able to absorb סוסיים. So that area itself is going to contain, is going to be able to hold the סוסיים, and therefore it's fine. בין אם יעשן בפנים בחוצה, whether you actually put it within your חוצה, או בחוץ, or it's actually outside, partially outside, elo, but she'im ya'asena b'chutz, if it's outside, tzorich l'chasos b'nesorim, you have to cover it with nesorim, you have to cover it with wooden sticks. Can you see on the picture the wooden sticks? If it's partially protruding outside, you need to put sticks on top. Kidei, in order, shtei mokum p'tur, that this area should be considered a mokum p'tur, v'ipro amayim yodel a mokum p'tur, and like this, the water is going to be considered, is going to go into a mokum p'tur area. So it's not just the fact that it holds the sosaim, but even more importantly, it's also that it's considered area is considered a mokum p'tur area, and therefore by the water getting there eventually, it's considered ending up in a mokum p'tur as opposed to ending up in a rishus rabim. V'kim v'shiyase guma, and since you've made a hole, yochel lishpach b'kol ma she'irtze. Now that you've made this hole, you can pour tons and tons of water, and it's not a problem at all. Why is he making a mokum p'tur? Because now it's an area which is not bottled to the Rosh Hashanah. It's an area that is not accessible. It's not, what area would you call it? It's not Kamlis. It's not Rosh Hashanah. No, Yochid, no mokum p'tur. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not a Kamlis. It doesn't have a share of a Kamlis. So it's going, yeah, it's going to be mokum p'tur. Yeah, so it's not. So it's not, it doesn't qualify as Rosh Rabim because it's the it's not Chor Rosh Yochid because it's separated from Rosh Rabim. Yeah. Chor Rosh Yochid. Why is it not called Chor Rosh Yochid? Chor Rosh Yochid. Why is it not Chor Rosh Yochid? The answer to your good question is that the area underneath the Rosh Hashanah is not going to be considered Rosh Hashanah because it's really part of the Rosh Hashanah. It's really under the Rosh Hashanah, but since it cannot be therefore considered Rosh Hashanah, it's separated from Rosh Hashanah though through the Nesorim, and therefore it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. But it's not Chor Rosh Hashanah either. We continue bottom line. If it doesn't hold the sosaim, lo yishpoich bo klal. Now, what happens if the area cannot hold the sosaim? If it's less than dalet lalet, then you may not pour any air. You may not pour any water there. So, Rabbi Yisai, if your back garden is just that little bit less than dalet al dalet, what would the svara be if the area in your back garden is a little bit less, 3.9 on 3.9, a little bit less than that? What would you have said? How much water are you allowed to pour in there? Yeah, I agree. You would have said you can pour not so same, but that little bit less in proportion. No, even without the hole. Without the hole. So, you'd have said, I agree with you, you'd have said, Mr. Svar, you could pour 90%, it would be proportional. Proportional with the size, that's proportional. So, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, no, it doesn't go like that. Once you haven't got your base of time, once you haven't got the dalet lalet, you may not pour anything in there. And the reason is, if cotton tests in Mishneh Berurah, the gazin on Dilmaos, Lishbach, so sign, because we are concerned, once you start pouring water, you're going to pour it endlessly, you're going to add and add and add. And therefore, Chachomim said, forget it. If you don't have dalet lalet, don't pour anything in there. Tashmish Adam Leyoim. Person normally will pour two sasaim in there, and therefore, once you've got less than the dalet lalet, don't put anything in there. We move on. Fim yesh b'chotza abba, once you've got in there, I'm on second line of page 418. Once you've got less than dalet lalet, excuse me, once you do have dalet al dalet, v'im yesh b'chotz ha'abal abba, afilu orich v'kotin, hoi b'yemoy zak shomim b'chotz ha'kolshu, mutalish b'ach kol ma she'yirtzeh. Now this, Shulchan Aruch, now the next few lines is going to tell us the following point. It does not make a difference how the chotz looks. If it is very long and narrow, or it is very wide and short, does that make sense? Yeah, the point is you've got a space, you've got an area of dalet al dalet. So you need to have 16 square amas. 4 times 4? Yeah, 16 square amas. It doesn't make a difference in what shape it may look. So it doesn't literally have to be 4 on 4. It can also be, don't challenge my maths, please. It can also be 1 on 16. It can be, yeah, you're doing maths. Yeah, keep going. It can be, 8 times 2. It can be any combination as long as you've got a square of 16 of 4 and 4. So I feel like if you cut in, as long as you've got, what's the reason for it? What's the reason for it? Because 16 square amas, that's how much normally gets absorbed. That's how much the society will get absorbed. Okay, we continue second hand. I'm skipping the explanation because that's the point here again. Again, you haven't got 4 amas. Even if you've got a different shape, whatever shape it may be, that it ends up on 4 and 4, you're allowed to pour water in there. And in that next, the Ramon now adds, here again, it's talking about a shear of dalet al dalet. So it's basically again an area which combined is 16 amas. But when are we talking about, when are we saying this? The entire Issa, everything we're discussing so far, is if it's a chotzer, hasmuch loshus rabim. But if your court, your back garden is leaning and leading to a kamelis, as opposed to a shizrabim, even if it's very small, he will not need a hole, even in the whether it's the summer or the winter, won't make a difference. So I said, turn back the page earlier. If the area, the where it says Rosh Hashanah over there, forget the hole. If there is an area on the right where it says Rosh Hashanah, if that area over there is a kamelis, then it does not make any difference how big or small your courtyard may be, your garden may be. Because if it's a kamelis, then it does not matter the fact you're pouring more water there than it can get absorbed, because it's going to lead ultimately onto a kamelis, and that chachamim will not goza, because that would be gzeira. Okay, is that okay for now? Yeah? So the only issa is we're talking about in a scenario that it's leading to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So Rabbi said the point that we need to really come out of here clearly is the fact that Chachomim assert if you're pouring used water into your chotzer, which is leading to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, if it's less than dalet dalet, then it's going to be a problem. Because it's not going to get absorbed. The hole will help. Either because of extra capacity. Yeah, so, to some extent it's because of extra capacity, but even more important is because you will have a din of Mokum Ptur. And since you've established this area now being a Mokum Ptur, so what's going to happen is that the water from your chotzer is not going to go to Rosh Rabim, but it's going to go from there onto a Mokum Ptur. It could even be that from the Mokum Ptur, it's going to get so full at one point that it's going to go from Mokum Ptur to Rosh Rabim. But who cares? It's from Mokum Ptur to Rosh Rabim, which is fine. Yeah. Which is going to go into Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You're talking about an external pipe?
Yeah,
let's think this through. If you pour down a sink and it's going to go into the... So the sink itself is probably going to be still Din of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The pipe itself. And now it's going to go... if it's open and like from the rain kind of... The rain from... Tell me the scenario. It's going to go...
The sink goes up through. The stuff goes through a pipe. It goes down the pipe, the side of the building. And then it goes into drainage under the street.
What's the deal of the drainage?
Could be a calmness, but a soon as there's a little bit of space between...
The space, and that's L'chol is considered. You're saying that space, that airspace, probably should be Rosh Hashanah. It's all within Gimel Tfachim of Rosh Hashanah. And you're saying that probably should be the din of Rosh Hashanah. So what's the heter? Kudachis, going down. Yeah? Good point. It's Kudachis, going down, you're right.
It's not Dalad Al-Dalad. When can you use Kudachis?
No, but it's even if less than Dalad Al-Dalad, you could call Kudachis. If it's Lovut, don't forget about it's Lovut. Lovut. Forget about Kudachis, it's just Lovut. No, but it's good. We need to think this through. It's a very good hour. We need to think about this. It's a good one. Okay. Simon Shin Mem Seif Ches, top of page 382. Moichen Shinofrim in Akeses, Mutalach Zirom. Pillow. There's stuffing in a pillow. Stuffing in a pillow. What stuffing do we have nowadays in pillows? Pardon? Feathers. It's probably talking about feathers, something similar to that. So if they came out of the pillow, stuffing which came out of the pillow, you have to put it back into the pillow, stuff it back in? Can you stuff it back into the pillow? Sivchas, top line of page 382. Moichen Shinofrim in Akeses, stuffing which came out of the pillow, Mutalach, you're allowed to put him back. Avol, but also Litnom, Petchilo Bekeses, but you're allowed to put him, insert him initially into the pillow. Why not? What? Why Mvatl Kli Bechonoi? You're not far, but Sifkot Lamed Gimel tells us why you're not to put stuffing into the pillow. Sifkot Lamed Gimel, the hashta ovid leimono, because now I've made it into a kli. Before that, he was not a pillow. He was a... What was it beforehand? What's a pillow without stuffing? Yeah. It's like a nothing. You can't really use it as a pillow. But now, and therefore, now they've stuffed it in. Yesh b'zeh chiyuv d'raisa, it's now a chiyuv d'raisa. Shoelaces. Who mentioned shoelaces the other day? Oh, so now... The poskim compare this now to shoelaces on Shabbos. What's the comparison? I have to put shoelaces into the shoe on Shabbos.
Not comfortable.
Okay, so now, the poskim compare this, and they want to say that you're allowed to put a shoelace that fell out on Shabbos, you may put it back in. But what about the first time? That's right. Tikkumon. The makor for that is this Mishnah over here. To put back shoelace that came out is okay. But initially, the first time round, to put shoelaces into the shoe is tikkumon. You're making it into a shoe. Now I don't know what you think. If Shlomo Zalman wanted to bring a makor when he was asked about blowing balloons on Shabbos, are you allowed to blow balloon on Shabbos? It's a very interesting shaila. There's no Gemara on that. Imagine blowing balloons on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Forget about tying.
Just blowing.
Yeah. And let's say, it's a good point, because what's the point of blowing without tying? But imagine just blow it and you let go, and, you know, whatever. Are you allowed to blow a balloon on Shabbos? Take him on it. So now I'm struggling a little bit to explain this, but if Shlomo Zalman wants to compare this to this Mishnah over here, to blow a balloon on Shabbos, so he says that the first time, I'm really struggling to explain it, but Shlomo Zalman said that if the balloon has been used, so it's like the pillow over here. I'm really struggling to explain it, but the Shlomo Zalman said, what did we say about the pillow? That if the feathers came out, you'll have to put them back in. But if it's if the first time round, you'll have to stuff the stuffing into the pillow the first time round. Shlomo Zalman says, okay, that's the same with the balloon. If the balloon has been used previously, so you'll have to blow it again. Can you see the comparison, the pillow and the balloon? But if the balloon, if it's the first time round you're using this balloon, so you cannot blow it up because it's like this It's like stuffing the pillow the first time out. I'm really struggling to the comparison between the balloon and the pillow. But that's what Shlomo Zalman said. What do you tell about it?
By balloon, every time it's a new thing.
Yeah.
To do the time
I really hear that. I
when you said it came out, the feathers came out, you're talking about on Shabbos? Feathers came out.
Love Dafka. Yeah, it can be on Tuesday.
So once it's been used, you can use it on Shabbos. So now I understand the balloon.
Why? But to me, I totally hear what Ellie's saying, because to me, a balloon without air is not, it started from scratch. Now it's a new, you're making, it was not a keli, now it's a keli again. As opposed to the pillow, it was a keli, you can't deny it. Now, is that what you're saying? How are you saying it? It's a piece of plastic. So by blowing it up, even if it wasn't blowed up before, even if it was blowed up before, if it was, now it's nothing. So you're making it to a cleaner. It doesn't help that it was blown up before. But you are going in the ways of Shlomo Zalman, because Shlomo Zalman does say that. Okay, Sif Tess, we'll leave for next year, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, I wish you a good evening.